Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams in studio, and we have a great guest today. What a week this has been. I don't know about you, but I am ready for the weekend. I hope everybody's got some fun things planned. We're going to talk to you a little bit about a special event happening at the Isotopes game. So welcome into studio, Holly Slade and Matt Moffitt. They are with Feed New Mexico Kids. And I want you to know, just off the bat, I feel like I live in a cave and I'm not aware of my own community. It is hard to believe that children in New Mexico, as many as 30% of them, go without food on a daily basis. So welcome, Holly and Matt, and I appreciate you guys being here.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. That's exactly how I felt when I found out that we led the nation in childhood hunger. You know, I'm involved in my community. I'm involved in my church. I get two newspapers. I read them daily. I watch the news. I mean, I consider myself relatively well informed. And then I came across that statistic and I just thought, how can that be? So I started researching and digging and you know, then you think, how can that be in an industrialized, civilized nation? And then how can that be in New Mexico? And then how can that be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when we're full of churches and people who want to do good and people who are very family oriented? And from how can that be, it went to somebody's got to do something about this.
And I want to start by saying you're working with a lot of different churches.
Yes.
This is not a church thing. You've gotten more support from some than others, but you'd love to have support from everybody.
We would.
And really create this movement. Tell us about Feed New Mexico Kids, because you have a particular niche that is pretty much the weekends, taking care of kids' needs on the weekends.
Right.
Tell us about that.
So when you study hunger in children, what you find out is, you know, the schools obviously provide Title I breakfast and lunch. So a lot of the kids do have breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday. And even though dinner may not be adequate, at least they've had two meals Monday through Friday. But what happens is the kids stash food away on Saturday, or they stash it away throughout the week, and they stash it away on Friday, and they ask all the other kids, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? And so they take it home, but kids being kids, hunger being hunger, self-control being where it is when you're a child, they tend to eat all of that stashed food on Saturday. And so Sunday, ironically, is the hungriest day of the week, statistically.
So, Holly, these kids are literally going without any food for 48 hours sometimes.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they are, or inadequate food. Dinner might be one of those tiny bags of chips from a vending machine and a Coke. And food insecurity is actually defined as not knowing where your next meal is coming from. So a next meal might come, but you have no idea whether it will or if it does, where it might come from. So we decided to focus on the weekends. There are a lot of food pantries throughout town that do amazing work. And of course, Roadrunner Food Bank and lots of churches have amazing food pantries. But we decided to get the food directly to the child, so that the child can take it home for the weekend. Because sometimes it's situations where we have a lot of unaccompanied youth in New Mexico, and in particular in the Albuquerque metro area. And so these kids might be living in a car, living under a bridge. A lot of times they're couch surfing. They're going from their friends home to home to home, but kind of the regulations or the rules from, you know, the homeowner, that parent is, well, sure, they can spend the night here, but we don't hardly have enough for our family. And so we can't feed, you know, so-and-so who might be sleeping here as well. And then there's situations, our first responders tell us that they go on emergency calls and there'll be, you know, a parent OD'd on the floor and, you know, 5-year-old and a 7-year-old in squalor and nothing but beer in the refrigerator. So even if hypothetically that house had dried beans and rice in the cupboard, a third grader doesn't know how to make beans and rice. You know, if you think about the food even that comes from a food pantry, it's generally one box or one bag. It's generally spaghetti, you know, marinara sauce, and a whole lot of rice and beans. And again, a kid can't prepare that. So we do single-serve, non-perishable items that a child can open and eat themselves. No microwave, no can opener required. And we put a spoon and a napkin in the Ziploc bag with them, and we send that home through APS, through the teachers, counselors, principals, to ensure that a child has the ability to feed themselves over the weekend.
So today we're going to cover not only some details about the ministry, but we're also going to repeat several times what these food items are.
Okay.
You have Matt Moffitt with us. He is an associate pastor of Calvary of Albuquerque and is also the community liaison for Feed New Mexico Kids. Matt, welcome. Appreciate you being here. You're one of a few churches that are involved in this ministry. Tell me how that is integrated in what you guys do.
Here at Calvary, the way that it's integrated is we have bins in our foyers, and we invite our congregation to participate by, on a weekly basis, when they do their grocery shopping, simply buy a case of mac and cheese in the single-serve items and bring those to church with you and put them in the bin.
Now, the mac and cheese you're talking about is not the
mac and cheese
that's dry that you have to add stuff to, because you don't want the kids to have to cook, right?
Right. So the mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's dry in the container, but you can actually make that work with just hot water.
Oh, okay.
And if they don't have hot water at home, or if they really are living in a car, the convenience stores around town are really good about letting people have hot water as long as they have their own container.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so, in addition to the mac and cheese, we have the raviolis. Those are all pre-cooked. Those are ready to eat. They don't have to heat them. They don't have to cook them. They can eat them right out. We do granola bars. And so we just invite churches who participate with us. Legacy is another church that participates with us. They've adopted 8 schools that are in the immediate area around the Legacy campus. And so they collect food on the weekends and during the week, and then they pack snack packs. I believe they're doing about 275 snack packs a week that are going to 8 area schools that are right near their church. And so that's one of the partnerships that we do with the local church. But we also work with community organizations and businesses who do food drives. Just like this weekend, we're going to be working with the Isotopes, and they're going to be doing a 3-day food drive and asking people who are coming to the Isotopes games to bring some of those items to the game, put them in the bins, and on Sunday we'll be out there introducing ourselves to folks, and we'll have a booth out there. We'll have information for people to collect at the Sunday night game.
Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade in studio with me this afternoon talking about Feeding New Mexico Kids. We're going to get back right after these messages and talk about the Isotopes game. But I want to emphasize a couple times, when we get back, we're going to go over this menu and make sure people know what to buy and where to bring it. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Great.
Hey, Boudicke, Car Spa here. In the car care cleaning arena, Flex Service means one-stop everything, from express washing with courtesy vacuuming to our legacy full service and express and high-end details. We simply do it all at one stop, and we're the locals that have been doing it right for 46 years. We invite you to come and wash with us on the west side at our new Car Spa Flex West at 5401 Sevilla and Coors, across from Ginger's. See what you've been missing. Your car will be glad.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's.
Grandpa, that's me.
I keep forgetting, 78.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's, and I'm here to remind you that you can come in with your whole family. We have a kids menu, a low carb menu, and the usual great menu. We also have specials every weekend. Grandpa, help me out here.
Oh, weekend specials? I have salmon, red chili honey glaze, Navajo cruise, the stuffed prime rib is another favorite.
And always remember, at Monroe's, we serve you with love and a dash of good fun.
Here's Skip Heitzig, warning us to watch out for the inevitable cause and effects of disobedience.
That doesn't mean you can live any way you want, make any choice you want, and God will cover you. It does mean that when you don't allow God to rule over you, God may have to overrule you.
Skip reminds us, we are invited into God's story. Don't miss your part.
As Warren Wiersbe put it, God will accomplish his purposes either with us or in spite of us.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com.
Whatever past expression of faith you have made, it's all invalid unless it's translated into the present experience.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device.
I know that God is your God by creation. You're here, you're alive, he created you. I know that for many of you, God is your God by redemption. He saved you. My question is God your God by devotion? Devotion.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. This afternoon, we're talking about Feeding New Mexico Kids with Holly Slade and Matt Moffitt. Want to let you know that there's going to be a special event this weekend at Isotopes Park during the game. And when you arrive, you're going to be able to put food items in bins and so forth. So, Holly, why don't you give us a list of the food items that you're looking to be donated. Again, these are items, to emphasize, that do not require real preparation, maybe the addition of some hot water, but very simple things to eat for children.
Right. So what a snack pack has in it is a can of ravioli with a flip-top lid.
Okay.
So that the kids can get into it easier. It has the mac and cheese that we talked about. An applesauce squeeze that's in one of those squeeze pouches, and those travel really nicely. They don't leak. Sometimes people give us the fruit cups with the cellophane top on them, but those tend to leak if a kid doesn't treat them delicately. So we really like those applesauce pouches.
Okay.
And then tuna pouches, flavored tuna pouches are amazing. You can go to Target, Walmart, Albertsons, Smith's, you know, anywhere except the big box stores on that one, ironically, and get the flavored tuna pouches. And sometimes we get the hot ones, but we don't know if our snack packs are going to a kindergartner or an 18-year-old. So when I'm buying those, I tend to stay away from the hot buffalo style or the sriracha or those types of things that I know the older kids like. But again, we don't know where the packs are going. So I focus on ranch flavor and stuff like that. And those are actually on sale right now at Target, five for $5, if anybody wants to run out and get those that I didn't get already. So, you know, the items that we, and then there's a pudding cup in there, which is, you know, just a little bit of comfort food. Then we could put a couple of power bars or granola bars, whichever people give us, peanut butter crackers, and then we stick in a dried fruit snack. And sometimes people give us random other treat type things. And if there's room in the bag, we put the treats in, but we're really not looking for, goldfish crackers or cookies or anything like that, because we're trying to pack as much nutrition into the bag as possible. We're trying to pack as much protein into the bag as possible. We do put ramen or cup of soup in. An interesting thing, cup of soup actually has a decent amount of protein in it. Ramen, even kids who are not in a food insecure situation, they eat it dry. It's a belly filler and it's salty. So it's just kind of like, you know, noodle chips or something. I don't relate, but I've talked to enough kids to know that they really enjoy it. So no, the items that we always run short on are the cans of ravioli, the tuna pouches, the pudding cups, and then the mac and cheese that we discussed. Nobody could go wrong with those four items. If you wanted to just focus on one item the rest of your giving life to Feed New Mexico Kids, it could be ravioli. Just, you know, get cans of ravioli. They run about a dollar each. The stores sell them in packets of four, and then the big box stores sell them in boxes of 12.
So a snack pack is really something that you're putting together for the kids. So there's a lot of logistics involved with this. You get food donations. You have to go pick them up at all these different places. I'm sure you need volunteers to help you with all of that. How do people get in touch with you? Email, phone number?
All of those, Jim. We have the phone number is 338-FNMK, so Feed New Mexico Kids.
Okay.
That's the phone number. Our website is www.feednmkids.com. is our website. And as you were talking about food that comes into the ministry, one of the ways people can actually do it is through Amazon. They can go right onto Amazon. They can do an order of those items that we've just gone over, the raviolis, the mac and cheese, and they can have it delivered to Calvary Church, which is one of our collection
spots.
And
Matt, what's that address?
4001 Osuna Road Northeast here in Albuquerque. I believe it's
87109.
And maybe attention Feed New Mexico Kids.
Exactly.
Like that.
They know when a Amazon box comes in and it's got food, it's going to go to Feed New Mexico Kids. But if they just say attention Feed New Mexico Kids. So that's always kind of a highlight here, is when I get notified from the front desk that, hey, you've got an Amazon box. I know that somebody has gone to the website. They've seen that they can go onto Amazon and they've ordered on Amazon, had it delivered right here.
And your team is doing the best you can do to balance out the nutrition in these packs.
Exactly. So we have teams that on Mondays. They go out and they collect in the community. We also have drop-off points at the APD substation. So there are 7 substations around Albuquerque. You can go on our website and see where those are at. And you can drop off at any one of those substations. You'll see signage. You'll see bins. They can drop it off there. And we have somebody who goes out every week and collects. And then when he's collecting at those APD substations, he's also dropping off finished snack packs. Because as Holly mentioned earlier, when these first responders go out to homes and they see these food insecure situations, they shared that with us. And we said, man, you guys are the first ones there. You see it firsthand. So can we provide snack packs right at the substation so you can take them in your vehicles and have them right on hand when you run into that situation?
Oh, so the police officers actually just deliver it right to the families that
right
need
to those families who are in need when they encounter those empty cupboards and kids who are in need.
You know, this doesn't seem like it's that complicated. It's very simple, but it breaks my heart that we are not doing this automatically.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed and congratulate you on listening to God and moving forward with something that's just meeting the physical needs of people. I want to read a couple of statistics off your website. When a hungry child receives food assistance regularly, the following improvements are experienced. Better school attendance, 56%. Improved behavior, 58%. Better grades, 61%. Those are some great positives, but there's one really big negative having to do with teenagers that do not have adequate food. Tell us what that is.
So a hungry teen is about 5 times more likely to commit suicide. And the suicide rates in New Mexico are very high. Matt, do you know those stats off the top of your head?
When I looked recently, the statistic for New Mexico is we're 3rd in the nation in the percentage of children who commit suicide. We're not talking just teens. We're talking 10 years old and above who commit suicide. And we're at about 23 per 1,000 who commit suicide. To give you a perspective on that, New York City or New York State is at 8 children per 1,000. So we're 3 times more likely that a child will commit suicide here than in New York City. And that's the one that just breaks my heart. And with the statistics that you read, a hungry child is 5 times more likely to commit suicide. So our numbers elevate because we're also number 1 in hunger and hungry kids. And so how do we address the suicide issue in our own state and in our own community is by helping to feed those kids. And a hungry child, if they're more likely to commit suicide, a child who eats is going to be what? Less likely to commit suicide.
Absolutely.
Right? So
Feed New Mexico Kids, Holly Slade, the founder, and Matt Moffitt, who is the community liaison and a pastor at Calvary Albuquerque, with us in studio today. We're going to be back with more about Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.
You found your forever girl, and for the first time, Proverbs 31 makes complete sense. She truly is worth more than rubies. Let John Thomas Jewelers help you find the perfect engagement ring. We have over 2,000 rings in stock to see and try on, the ability to custom make any ring you can dream of, and prices you thought you'd only find online. John Thomas Jewelers at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard on the 3rd floor of the Lewis University building. Stop in and let us know you're a fellow KNKT listener.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies.
And purple is for music.
And are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's doorbuster notebooks for 10 cents. 10 cents in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 4.
A Harvest America moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, what does that mean? There's a lot of misunderstanding about this. This is not about your bank account. This is about your spiritual state before God. It says, poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit is to recognize the simple fact that apart from the Lord, you're lost, you're helpless, and you're hopeless. Some people have a hard time admitting this. You know, they think they're all that and a bag of chips, right? God says, see yourself as you really are and admit your weakness. And that is the beginning of true happiness.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making Him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. Holly Slade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. She is also the executive director and the community liaison is Matt Moffitt, also an associate pastor of Calvary Albuquerque. Thank you for both being in the studio with us. My heart's broken. I can't believe that there's so many children that don't have food, period, but especially on the weekends because the agencies that are doing such a great job are not really open on the weekends.
Right.
And so you guys are filling a tremendous need. Share with us a couple stories, some victories that you know of that you've experienced.
Well, you know, we have all kinds of circumstances around childhood hunger, and it ranges from just circumstances where parents have come upon hard times and perhaps lost a job and the hunger situation might be temporary. The way that that usually cascades forward is a parent loses a job, then they end up paying their bills on their credit cards, then the credit cards are maxed out, then they lose the house, then they move in with relatives, they're trying to not be a burden, they consume less. Oftentimes the children feel like they are not allowed, you know, or they're already an inconvenience enough that they don't feel welcome to go to the refrigerator or the pantry. And so that's a situation where it might be temporary, and also where parents are not necessarily signed up for food stamps. This just happened. This is a temporary situation. They haven't worked their way through a system to get on food stamps, and they might only be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days away from a job. Then we have other situations where last year we did a pre-cooked Thanksgiving meal distribution as well. Again, people who don't have stoves that works, don't have a roasting pan. Even if they have those two things, they don't have milk and butter. And so we gave all of these meal bags to this wonderful little senior citizen man at one of the schools, and he just walked out into the parking lot and he just stood there and wept. So he was beyond words even for his gratitude. And his situation was he and his wife were raising 6 grandchildren and 4 great grandchildren on a very modest fixed income, not designed to raise 10 children at all. And then we have, you know, moms that are in a situation where sometimes they're on the run and they don't really want to make themselves known. They don't want to register for public service. They want to try and keep invisible. And so when the principal or the school nurse gives them snack packs, they just cry. They're just so thankful that they can stay anonymous and still receive help.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that's important to know is we think that a lot of the problems in Albuquerque are limited to the international zone, right?
Sure.
We always think it's got to be the families over there. They're really desperate for support and help, and they are. But the schools that we work with that have high levels of the kids, 3,750 kids, 3,750 kids in Albuquerque schools are homeless. And that's
wow.
Not just in one area of the of Albuquerque. It's in all of the areas. And so we work with schools in the Northeast and the South, the West, the East, all over our area we're working with. And when we started recently working with the police department, Albuquerque Police Department started providing snack packs at the substation so the officers could take them with them. One of those officers called me last week just to say, I want to say thank you. And so that thank you goes out to everybody who's contributed. That I was on a call. I encountered a mom and a daughter who were in a very desperate situation. They had no food. They had nothing to eat. And I was able to go into my car and grab 2 snack packs and give them to that mom and that daughter. And so the impact that it's having when there's people in that situation, we don't know how they got there. We don't know how they got into that situation. But that child didn't choose to be in that situation.
And there's no qualifying these folks either. I mean, they don't have to qualify or send you an application or pay any money. This is all a free service.
It's a free service to the community. And we work directly through the schools at the ground level. We work with the nurses. We work with the principals. We work with the teachers. And we ask them. We don't go out and identify the kids at the school. Those who are working hand to hand with those kids day in and day out are the ones we ask. You identify for us those kids that have the greatest need. Before we started Feed New Mexico Kids, teachers were coming out of pocket to have food in their desk. So when that child would come in on Monday morning, having not eaten all weekend long, they got in late, they didn't get the breakfast. Now they're looking forward to lunch because they haven't eaten for 72 hours. Mm. And the teachers would keep their own stash of food in their desks to feed those kids who would come in, just so those kids could now begin to concentrate. And so when we send those snack packs home for the weekend for those kids, now they're coming back ready on Monday morning to begin the education process because they've had food over the weekend.
Wow, what a story. Touching. Let's go over the menu one more time. I want to keep reminding people. Holly, the gist of this food is that it is self-contained and doesn't require a lot of preparation.
Right. We call it single serve, no cook, nutritional food. Okay. So if you're in the grocery store, even if you want to pick up a can of something, you've got to look at the top and make sure that that's a flip top lid.
Yeah, you're not getting into a can of tuna fish, but you might get into a Ziploc pack.
The tuna pouch. So it's very specific. So it's the can of ravioli with the flip top lid, flavored tuna pouch, or the little tuna salad kits that have the crackers and the mayonnaise included in them. Single serve mac and cheese, single serve pudding cups, protein bars. If it's a granola or a cereal bar base, if you just look at the ingredients and make sure it has some protein in there and it's not just a carbohydrate, not just a fancy candy bar, so to speak.
Yeah, like a Rice Krispie treat. That'd carb sugar.
Not those. And then the applesauce squeezes that are in the pouch, they have a nice little lid on them so they stay intact. They don't break in the bags. Peanut butter crackers. We can do the cheese crackers as well. And then we put a little fruit snack in there. And it's just, we do this over and over and over again. And we put in a spoon and a napkin. And it all goes in a Ziploc bag, not necessarily a Ziploc brand, but a zipper top bag. And the reason we put them in those bags is because the kids can put those bags in their backpack and get on the bus without wearing a big sticker on them that says, I'm one of the kids that's receiving food assistance. Because kids can be cruel to one another.
Absolutely.
They don't know the circumstance. They don't know why. And so we just work, as Matt said, hand in hand with APS. We are nowhere near saturation. There are still plenty of teachers that are still coming out of pocket and buying food to keep in their classroom because children come in and they have not been fed and they're falling asleep at their desks. They're lethargic. They're cranky. You know, if you think about how adults get hangry, so to speak, when your hunger interrupts and turns into anger, imagine a hormonal kid going through adolescence that isn't eating. You know, they say that a teenage boy burns 3,000 calories just standing still. Mm. So imagine the situation with that teenage boy. And then you start to look at some of our teen crime rates and you start to look at some of the behavioral traits. Why do our teens drop out of school so early? Well, if you're a teenage boy and you're burning 3,000 calories a day, and here are your choices. I can stay in school and be hungry. I can join a gang so that I've got some help, when I steal food and maybe some protection and a lookout person, or I can drop out of school and get a job so I can eat. So if we think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, at the very bottom of the pyramid is our safety requirements. And so that's where food is, at the very bottom of the pyramid. So we've got all these hardworking teachers and counselors and, coaches and all these people addressing that middle level of the pyramid, to get decent grades and to do well. And then at the very top of the pyramid is your hopes and dreams. What do you want to be when you grow up? So how do you go to a hungry kid and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they go, all I want is something to eat.
Something to eat. Feed New Mexico Kids. Founder Holly Slade and Matt Moffitt in studio with us this afternoon. We're going to be back with more. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right. Every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. on Montagna, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Counselor, comforter, spirit of truth, advocate, helper, spirit of life. These are some of the names found in the Bible for the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity who wants to empower your life in amazing ways. The Holy Spirit is not a warm, fuzzy feeling or a vague cosmic force. He is a person who loves you and cares for you and equips you to be everything Christ calls you to be. We want to help you understand who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in your life by sending you a DVD study from Pastor Skip called Expound Holy Spirit. It's our gift to say thanks for your support today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Plus, when you give today, we'll also send you Skip's lifestyle booklet, Lust, How to Conquer It, to help you discover how the Holy Spirit equips Christians to conquer this common struggle. So call now to give and get these insightful resources. 800-922-1888. That's 800-922-1888. You can also give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Hope you have some nice plans for this weekend. I want to make one suggestion. We have Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids in studio with us today. They're going to have a special food collection opportunity at the Isotopes game on Sunday. And, of course, Isotopes has this beautiful park. We thank them so much for supporting this ministry. I know when we had the Freedom Celebration there several weeks ago before the 4th of July, we had a number of Christian ball players with the Isotopes giving testimonies and stuff on video. It was really powerful. So thanks so much to all the Isotopes do to support our community. And you guys are just rocking and rolling with this thing. I did not have any idea. 37,000 homeless students in APS?
3,750.
Oh, 3,750.
Yeah, 3,750. And what that is, homelessness in a child is defined a little differently than in an adult.
Okay.
So it's defined by the McKinney-Vento Act. And so homelessness for a kid means that they lack a safe, reliable shelter at night. So obviously it's a child who's living in a shelter with a parent. It's a child who's living in a car either with an overseeing adult or on their own in the case of a teenager. It includes teenagers who are what are called unaccompanied youth. And those are the kids that are couch surfing from friend's house to friend's house to friend's house and even living under a tunnel. And I want to loop Rio Rancho into this because Rio Rancho has 243 homeless youth.
Wow.
Rio Rancho. So as Matt said, well, you think it's in certain neighborhoods, it's not. It's pervasive.
And the young people you're feeding also may not be categorized as homeless. They may just not have any food.
Correct. So just beyond that homeless population. So for instance, if something were, God forbid, to happen to my grandchildren's parents, technically they could qualify for McKinney-Vento funds. Or, you know, benefits, which is a school uniform, school supplies, you know, some things like that. But they wouldn't need it because my grandchildren would come need, you know, live with me. And, you know, I'm not in the situation where I have 10 grandchildren coming to live with me. So they would be fine. But sitting at the desk next to them might be a student who still has an intact family, but they've had circumstances come upon them. You know, they've had hard circumstances come upon them, especially if one of the parents gets ill or even if a sibling gets ill. We see a lot of families going into a real state of financial hardship in a desperation move to get additional health care for somebody who's dying of cancer, but there's a test drug in another state and insurance won't cover it. And they end up spending their money on that. I mean, who wouldn't, right?
Sure.
Who wouldn't do everything they could to save their spouse or their child? And so those circumstances come upon them. So the need is enormous. When you're number one in the nation for childhood hunger, One out of every four children in New Mexico is considered hungry, food wow. insecure. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. So just go to a park and start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what those numbers look like if you're trying to wrap your mind around it.
It's an astronomical number.
It's astronomical. So even though, so in the first 6 months of this year, we have collected and distributed over 45 tons of food. Sounds like a lot. The need is 5 tons per week.
Wow.
And that's just for Albuquerque. So that's not completing Rio Rancho. That's not completing Valencia County. That's not completing Santa Fe. That's just to complete the center of the concentric circle. And we have people in Rio Rancho. We've got Church of Christ up in Rio Rancho, down in Busky Farms. We've got First Baptist up in the Northeast Heights. We've got Faith Lutheran. And they're all coming together. So this is, you know, we're only 2 years old. We're barely 2 years old. So we are just growing and growing and growing, asking churches to come partner. And the way a church partners is they adopt the program, they adopt the template, but they raise up their own volunteers and they adopt their own school and they build relationship with that school. And the reason relationship is so important is because then you find other needs. So, for instance, we had a principal of a school out in a remote area who called us and said they needed underwear for the children mm-hmm. because many of the children had been sexually abused. And as a result, as a, you know, sad consequences, the kids tend to soil themselves during the day. And so we took up a gathering, and it was actually the staff at Calvary that just put a whole bunch of money in a jar, and their school nurse came over and she bought the right gender and size of jeans and underwear and what they needed. So when you build relationship with a school, you find out other things that are going on in that school, and a way to be part of that school, a way to be the hands and feet of Jesus, a way to show Jesus's love without words. You know, we are in that situation. These are public schools. We're not allowed to go in and evangelize. I don't think you need to. I think you show up with love. You show up with practical helps, and people know you're from a church. They can connect the dots.
Absolutely. And then you have a chance to answer, give your answer if you're ever asked. So meeting the physical needs of people, what an amazing thing, and all the things that you're doing. I'm overwhelmed even more every time we make another point this afternoon. So if you're a person that's going to Costco, or you're going to Sam's Club, or you're going to Walmart, or you're going to Target, these big box stores that sell huge boxes of single serve ravioli, mm-hmm. you need people to buy those and drop them off at any APD substation, or you need them to stop by Legacy Church or Calvary Albuquerque and some of the other collection points mm-hmm. That you have. And that's really all you need done. And then you're going to distribute that food again. Describe that process. Well, before we describe that process, we're going to take another break. And then I want to come back and then just let everybody know how the food gets into the child's hands. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More with Matt Moffitt and Holly Slade. Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album. As well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my
eyes. So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkingcountry.com.
The marks of a Christian are self-control and self-discipline.
That can be tough, but Billy Graham reminds us that we have the perfect example to follow.
Jesus was tempted. Three strong temptations the devil threw at him in the wilderness when he was hungry and tired and thirsty. And each time, Jesus threw it back in his face, but he didn't argue with the devil.
He simply quoted Scripture. Satan can be defeated when you are filled with the Spirit of God, obeying God in the center of His will, and quoting Scripture. Are you willing to say no, no matter what the cost? Then say yes to the claims of Christ.
Want to learn more? Then check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
You are back with ABQ Connect this afternoon. In studio with me are Holly Slade and Matt Moffitt. They are with Feed New Mexico Kids, and we also have their senior administrator, Zanetta Romero, joining us. Zanetta, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We wanted to pull you in because you obviously support these two and all the things going on, which means you really run the ship and steer the boat.
Okay.
Well, I think it's funny because Holly at one time was the administrator for Skip Heitzig.
Right.
And she knows that if you want to get to anybody, you just have to talk to the admin people because they really do most of the work. And that's really true. And that's a compliment because that takes a lot of responsibility. But the reason I wanted to talk to you is because we're going to get to some testimony from you about your own life and why you're involved in this ministry. But before we do that, I want to quickly again go over the definition of the food we need, what kind of food items we need. I want to call people to action to go get some of this food, take it to the Isotopes game, or this afternoon drop it off at a substation. This is really simple, everybody. This is a simple way to help people, and this group is just doing amazing things with a great crew of volunteers. So, Holly, go over that menu one more time.
Our menu, canned ravioli, single-serve mac and cheese, single-serve pudding, applesauce pouches. We like protein bars, single serve tuna pouches that are flavored. And those are really the most important items.
Protein related.
We tend to get a lot of ramen and a lot of granola bars because if you go to any grocery store, you know, and especially the big box stores, if you buy a box of granola bars, there's 96 of them in there, which is awesome.
And you still want those.
We still want them, but if you buy 1 4-pack of ravioli, you mentioned before we are balancing the nutrition in these Ziploc bags. So if we don't have enough protein items, we don't stuff a bag full of granola bars and send it on its way. We also accept financial donations on the website. And what that does is help us shop for the missing items. So when I say we're always low on ravioli, we're always low on pudding, we're always low on mac and cheese, those are the items we have to use the financial donations to go and purchase so that we can make the snack packs. We won't send out a snack pack just full of ramen and granola bars.
So does the majority of the money that is donated actually go back into food?
Yes. So Matt and Zanetta are both salaried by Calvary. They're Calvary employees, and it's Calvary's generosity that allows such a large portion of their time to be used for Feed New Mexico Kids. They have other responsibilities as well. This is only part of what they do.
But you're hoping other churches will have their pastors be involved with this project as well.
Well, Legacy does as well. Legacy has a paid person, and part of his responsibility is Feed New Mexico Kids. For the rest of us, it's volunteers. Like Faith Lutheran has a strong volunteer, Pam Lemke. She's unbelievable. And then First Baptist down in Busky Farms, we've got volunteers down there. I think they got, I don't know, 15 or 29 volunteers out of a small church put together. And they just have Nikki Wolf is their lead down there. She's a chiropractor in their community. She does an amazing job. I do this as a volunteer. I have a full-time career. I run a real estate company. But when you commit to the Lord that you want to feed His children, the Lord makes room for the time. I never in a million years would have thought that I had time to do this. But I was so compelled by the need that I put my foot on the path, and the Lord makes way, parts the sea, so
yes,
to speak, so that you can do what you need to do.
So tell us how the food actually gets in the hands of a third grader who is not going to have any food over the weekend.
So we gather the food up from the various substations. We have this amazing volunteer, a retired truck driver. He goes around and gets all the food from all the substations and brings it to our facility where we pack. We work in a donated space. And so the food comes in from the Calvary bins, whatever community, whatever business is doing a food drive for us that week. So we bring it all into one house. And then we have assembly lines. And we just set up these 10-foot long tables. And we set up the food on the tables. And we have about 50 volunteers in all. And we line up two lines on each side of the table. And it's literally an assembly line. This summer we had volunteers that made 450 snack packs in 45 minutes.
Wow.
So the thing that limits us is the food. We run out of food before we run out of, you know, volunteer time and volunteer effort. Then volunteers take those snack packs to the schools, and we're not covering every school. These are the hard decisions when you've got schools that need help, and we're just starting to cover. This summer we did 40 schools, but APS alone has 143 schools. And there are only four of those 143 schools that are not Title I at some level or another.
So, churches, we need you to get involved with Feed New Mexico Kids. You're going to be able to basically administrate and run what you're doing and manage your own volunteers. Holly and Matt are going to equip you for any troubleshooting. You're calling Zanetta,
right?
Because she has all the answers. So let's get back to that third grader. We're going to get to Zanetta in just a minute about her own testimony. But I want to talk about that really young person that doesn't know how to prepare food. They're worried about this weekend and eating and what happens to them.
So in many schools have a family liaison. It's the counselors. It's the teachers. They all are working together. These people love the children. They love the children. They have identified who's hungry. So when the snack packs come into a school, the school has told us, oh, it'll be in the liaison's office or the nurse's office or the principal's office. Each school decides how they're going to do it. So very often it's set up where the student on Friday afternoon will zip through the nurse's office, pick up their snack pack, and then jump on the bus. It's that simple. Some schools, there is such a need in a particular classroom where what they'll do is take a few snack packs and the teacher will break those apart and keep them in her classroom because there are so many students who are coming in without breakfast, and that school may not be set up for Title I breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's us getting it to the school, and then the school decides the best way to distribute for their student population.
So it's summer vacation. Our children are all, or were when they were young and going to school, excited about summer vacation. But Matt pointed out off air that that's not the case with kids that don't have food.
Well, think about it. If you're a child who lives in a food insecure home and you rely on that school, one, to get your breakfast and lunch every day, you get your snack pack on Friday, and now you're going on a vacation from school. There, in fact, we just got a saying vacation reminded me. We got a card from a child who said, thank you for making my summer great. They didn't get to go to Disneyland. They didn't get to go to Florida. They got a snack pack on the weekends, and that made their summer great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
that
great.
Just is, that's why we do what we do. And Jim, I want to just remind people again, they can go to our website, feednmkids.com, feednmkids.com. They can do two things on the website. One, they can look and see how to donate. Click on the donate button. We need cash to buy those items that we don't necessarily get through donation. Keep those packs balanced. They can also scroll down towards the bottom of that website, and they can get a shopping card. All of those items that we've mentioned over and over today are listed on that, and they can look right on that. They can be in the store and say, oh, man, I forgot. What did Holly say to get? Go to feednmkids.com.
And you can do that right on your phone.
Right on your phone. Go to the website, and there's a shopping card right on that list.
Awesome. We are going to have one final segment, and the majority of that is going to be spent with Zanetta talking about why she's involved in this ministry and her own personal testimony. Stay with us. We're talking about Feeding New Mexico Kids with Holly Slade, Matt Moffitt, and Zanetta Romero. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
What's wrong, Dad?
Please tell me. Manette is dying.
She doesn't know.
In the movie The Farewell, a Chinese family tells a good lie to a beloved grandmother with cancer so they can gather together and express their love to her one last time. This film is semi-autobiographical, and as such, it's a sweet cinematic nation of family love, hugs, guilt, and laughter. There is heavy drinking, cigarette puffing, and of course plenty of fibbing in the story mix. But for your older family members, there are a lot of positives here too. We'll give The Farewell a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
The 2019 Stardy 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Stardy 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
This afternoon, talking about feeding New Mexico kids, and the founder of the organization is Holly Slade. She is a local real estate agent with her husband, Dave, and they've been longtime supporters and advertisers here on KNKT, so thanks so much. I really appreciated Holly's heart in sharing why she's involved with Feeding New Mexico Kids and how that came to her attention. Matt Moffitt, associate pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque, is also the community liaison for Feeding New Mexico Kids. And the lady that runs the show, and I'm not saying that tongue-in-cheek, her senior admin is Zanetta Romero. Zanetta, you are involved because you have your own background in maybe some living in poverty and growing up that way.
Yes, I do. And I was thankful to hear Holly share some of the situations earlier about why people or reasons why, you know, she shared a story earlier. If you didn't catch it, you'll want to go on the KNKT website to hear this entire segment so you can get the background and hear some of the other testimony stories, because there's many reasons that people end up in this situation. So we don't want to place that judgment and think, you know, why aren't the parents providing? Why isn't somebody taking care of these children? For me, in my story, it was my mom. She was a single mother of three children. My mom took very good care of us. We had the things that we needed, you know, clothes or whatever we needed to get to school. She made sure things were taken care of. But I remember her, you know, trying to make it with one job, and then she's trying another job. I see it a lot differently now as an adult than when we were children. But my sister and I, there was three of us, but two of us were, you know, a little older to walk over to a neighbor's house and get free food items. And the food that we were able to have, we had to sit there and eat it. So sometimes we would take a blanket to sit on. I think that was part of our strategy, because what we wanted to do is hide some of that food in the blanket and take it back to our mom, because we knew that she didn't have something at home. So it was a treat. I remember peanut butter and jelly in the fridge being a huge treat to be able to eat something sweet like that. You know, so my kids have never struggled with this problem. They have more than enough. And this whole thing has been really heartbreaking to me. And I just, I love the whole ministry and what, you know, Holly, just moving forward on what the Lord called her to do.
So when you go to the grocery store and you buy for four kids, why not just buy an extra case of ravioli or a case of the tuna fish packets?
Right.
Knowing that there's one out of four or almost 30% of people that don't have that food.
Right. Amen. I think we should do that. And another important thing, I love that you brought this up, Holly, on the reason why the snack packs are packed in the gallon-sized baggie and the idea that they can fit in the backpack. As you were saying that, I was reminded that I remember being in middle school and I was embarrassed. Me and my sister, we did qualify for free lunches, and we were embarrassed to go and do those sometimes because the free lunches were different than what the other kids were getting. So for me, and of course it was a choice, but it was better for me to go and ask people, can I borrow a quarter? Can I borrow, you know, and try to store up the money myself because my mom wasn't able to do that at that time.
Survival instincts. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So we distribute most of the food through the school system. And there are schools that are year-round. Matt, what's happening now for summer vacation? How are we getting food to kids?
There were about 40 K through 5 grade schools that ran a summer program. And most of those summer programs were run at schools that are in high-need area. And so back at the beginning of summer, we kind of looked at that, said 40 schools. That's probably 1,000 snack packs. The most we had done prior to the summer was about 350. We had no way of knowing, can we do 1,000 snack packs a week? But we told APS that we wanted to do those 40 schools, that we wanted to provide the snack packs, and we haven't missed one school this summer as we've been able to deliver the snack packs to the schools. And the normal procedure would be for us to work directly through APS, but because they're working with limited staff over the summer, our volunteers stepped up to pack 1,000 snack packs a week, along with Legacy, who was doing about 250 snack packs each week as a partner in this. And we had a very generous donor who helped so we could buy the amount of food that we needed. Because during the summer, people think, oh, kids don't need food during the summer. We need more food during the summer.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because those kids are in desperate need. And so we talk about numbers, 3,750 homeless kids in APS. There's 91,000 students in APS. If 1 in 4 children are hungry, that's 22,000 children in our own community who are hungry. And, you know, we've got people who go to the store every week, every day, just buy something extra, get in a routine of stopping by one of those substation or one of the churches that we use, go on our website, they can find out all of the locations that we use, and drop that food off. We can make a difference. And I believe, and our goal with Feed New Mexico Kids is to end childhood hunger in New Mexico. We can do it.
Right. Well, I know back when Noonday Ministries was pretty active, we used to go down and buy big bags of pinto beans and different things because they used that to prepare over a week. And I think they have a pretty good routine of people mm-hmm. delivering stuff. Roadrunner Food Bank, what an amazing ministry that is.
Right.
They're delivering a lot of food, but that food is food that can be prepared by people that know how to cook and they have facilities to do so and so forth. So we're really talking about meeting the needs of young people. And Zanetta, what was the earliest you remember feeling hungry in your life?
I would say, for sure it was elementary school. I don't really remember before then. The example that I gave you of going and sitting and storing up some of that food, maybe in a blanket for my mom, that was elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so having these food items is just an amazing thing. And I don't think anything that we're asking churches to get involved. Mm-hmm. We're asking individuals to get involved. Matt, you said something earlier that I was kind of shocked about. When you have a food drive at a particular location, you're getting more response from businesses, secular businesses, than you are from the church community.
It's an easier decision for a business owner to say, I'm going to do a food drive, than it is for a church to go through the decision makers often.
Oh, so, this approval process, I'm just appealing right now to all these churches. Forget this bureaucracy.
Jump in.
We need to get this food gathered up. You have an amazing group of volunteers that's putting it all together. Holly, leave us with the address and the phone number and how everybody can get in touch with you, the website.
So website is feednmkids.com. That's feednmkids.com. And then if you want to email with questions, that'll go directly to Matt, and that's matt.moffitt with 2 F's and 2 T's at feednmkids.com. And I want to remind everybody, we need this food weekly. That's kind of the point I want to make. So businesses will do a one-time food drive, and that's awesome. But if you are planning on incorporating this, and I hope and pray that you are, into your grocery shopping, it's weekly, because these kids have got to eat weekly. We eat weekly. they need to eat weekly.
I so appreciate what you all are doing and how you've listened to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We know our community is going to rally. All our listeners today, thank you for getting involved, and we'll see you Monday on ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.